It's National Inventors Month, and this has Shelley Fraser Mickle inspired and remembering.
The one thing that the human being possesses that no other creature on Earth can claim to have is imagination. And sooner or later, our imaginations lead to inventions. And one of the first things a child learns is that he has the ability to change his world. It starts out simple, like on the day a kid figures out he can wear his pants on his head and his shoes on his hands. In other words, a child finds new ways of using old things, and then, sooner or later, the idea comes to him that he can invent a better toothbrush or take the wheels off the lawnmower and build a car. I don't think I've ever seen anything close to what Wayne Schuster invented the year I was in the sixth grade. Back then, sixth grade was still part of elementary school, so we were assigned to one teacher, one classroom, and one desk for the whole year. That was the inspiration. That desk that Wayne Schuster felt was too small and too hard for him to sit in all year. The other ingredient for Wayne's inspiration was Mrs. Ferguson, our teacher, who decided to start off the year by teaching a unit on inventions, beginning with man's discovery of fire, and then moving on to hammers and nails, and the car, and the telephone, and then topping off the unit with the assignment to come up with at least one invention on our own. That was all Wayne Schuster needed, that little bit of prodding, so that it seemed his imagination was set on fire as surely as if Mrs. Ferguson had rubbed two sticks together inside of his head. First, he invented for Mrs. Ferguson a pencil that could write by remote control, then a roll book that would beep when someone was absent, and a blackboard with sprinklers to clean itself. Of course, some of these never got out of the blueprint stage, but his one invention that made all the others pale by comparison was his desk. Before the end of that first 6 weeks, Wayne had rebuilt his desk so that the back could swing down into a reclining position, and he installed a battery-powered light that came on to signal so he would never again have to raise his hand. Yes, Mrs. Ferguson was a wonderful teacher, and I hear now that Wayne Schuster works for NASA. But I also heard that until she retired, Mrs. Ferguson saved teaching her unit on inventions for the last month of the school year.